VA Mobile. VA KO4NUE. Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Ask me in an hour and a half from now and after my tennis game. Tennis, huh? Florida, yeah. I played Tuesday night. Last night I played 3 hours. Played two different matches, and then I'm playing at 10:30. I'm just playing an hour and a half this morning. And then I've got the grandkids after that, so I'm going to be wore out.
Kids or the tennis match?
Play a combination of both. A three-year-old and a one-year-old. Well, really, he's four. He'll be four in 4 days, so. Well, that reminds me, today's my sister's birthday.
I don't have grandkids right now. My son's getting married in March, so I expect that'll happen soon enough. But I did help raise three kids, my kids. And when they're that young, that's kind of like a jar full of bumblebees.
Get into everything. Grizzly, the oldest one, he wants to unwrap all the presents, and we've got a lot of presents under the tree, and so we have to really, you know, watch him, my other daughter, my oldest daughter, she's 36, and she will still unwrap presents, her presents that have her name on them, to see what they are.
That's funny. It's hard for me to hold back, too, so my wife and kids, they always give me one on Christmas Eve, and that takes the edge off of it.
It seems like we had to do that with our kids. We had a kind of an interesting arrangement because my wife has two sisters, and so all three families would spend the night over at the in-laws, my in-laws, their parents' house, and spend Christmas Eve there and have Santa Claus at their house. So we had to drag everything over there, put it together, you know, and have all those kids, you know, just crazy as ever, you know, Christmas Eve. And we'd go outside. We had these thing of jingle bells, and they were real loud, and I'd shake them and do a real hearty ho ho ho, you know, right outside their bedroom window. We'd ag them on, throw stuff on the roof so they thought they heard reindeer.
We used to tell our kids that I'd go get my little 22 rifle and prop it up in the corner, and me and Papa used to tell them we was gonna shoot Santa Claus's reindeer when they flew over tonight, and oh, they get all tore up.
Well, I guess so. You're shooting their presents out of the air. That's funny. We didn't have a 22 to set in the corner. I guess we could have put Earl's, my father-in-law's, double barrel 12 gauge. We could have splattered deer all over the neighborhood.
For a couple of years, my middle middle son was, you know, Christmas had come around, and he goes, "Daddy, you not gonna try to shoot the reindeer this year, are you?" And I just, if we just have a ball with it, you know, I mean, have a ball.
No, I'm always a jokester, I'm always pulling stuff throughout the years that, you know, if I can get away with it. I never will forget one morning, I went to work, and, you know, I was always on time and reliable. You know, I wasn't one of those that called in sick a lot and that kind of thing. And my boss was one of my best friends, too. We were also tennis players. We played against each other. Anyway, so I got to work, and I got right outside the door where I went, where you'd go from the shop to the area where his office was, and I called him on my cell phone. And I said, "Stan," I said, "I'm not coming in today." I said, "I don't feel bad or anything. I just don't feel like coming in, so I'm just not coming in." He said, "Well, that's not good, David." I said, "Yeah, I know. Bye." And I hung up, and I walked through the door, and it was April 1st. I said, "April Fool's."
Hey, when you came in the door,
didn't seem to be much happier than I was there. It didn't settle with him like it did with me. I laughed, but but anyway, it doesn't matter. We had a good relationship, so and still do for that matter. But you know, I guess he was maybe he was still getting over the shock.
Men laugh on the inside where you can't see them. I'm sure he thought it was funny. Eventually, it might have taken him a couple of days. You know, me and my family play jokes on each other all the time. And our rule is you gotta film it. You gotta be able to film it before the prank counts. And I've got an iPad full of stuff where I've gotten the kids, and sometimes it's not funny right off the bat. You know, it takes 3-4 days to digest that you've been got. And but I you should see some of these videos I got, David. They are hilarious.
Can imagine KB4 CPA. Well, I was watching some videos, some crazy videos on Facebook, and this guy had gotten his treadmill and just put it, you know, got it going real fast, and he had little kids, and he put some pillows at the other end of it, and he was letting them fly. You know, he'd lay them on that treadmill and let them fly off, you know, fly across it and fly off in the air in those pillows. And I thought to myself, good Lord. Of course, the kids were loving it, but that's just a recipe for disaster.
They smack their head on the back of that thing. It's that's not good. But the last one I got was with one of Lewis's friends. He left his car there, left his Jeep there overnight, and I hooked the horn up to the tail lights. I mean, up to the brake light switch. You should have seen that youngin trying to get out of the yard. Oh, my word. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We used to pull stuff cop when I worked at the county, and but I never even thought of that. That would have been fantastic. Hooking the horn into the brake lights. Oh my gosh. But that is genius there. And oh man. Well, I guess he figured it out eventually.
The only thing he figured out was every time I mashed the brakes, the horn went off. That's about all he ever figured out. But, you know, he never got out of the yard. Of course, I'm not going to let him go down the road like that. But it was funny. I mean, it was funny. You know, all the friends came out there, what is going on, you know? And he would go, what, man? Watch this. And he pushed the brake pedal and the horn go off. And one of them was out there, well, turn the lights on, see if it quits. Or push the horn, does it work? And oh my gosh, it was hilarious. I guess you just had to be there, but it was funny.
Well, that's a good idea. I may have to pull that on somebody sometime. I had to figure out who. I don't think I'd do that to my sister, but she's bought a brand new Jeep, and that's what I should have done. I put a brake light in her spare tire, and I don't know if you've seen those. It's really cool, and it's cool looking in the daytime. I didn't get to see it at night, but because she had to leave, but. I should have hooked the horn up and said, oh, it's all ready to go. What's that? Oh, well, you know, I have a little problem, but, you know, it might fix itself.
This is my oldest son. I put a piezo buzzer up under the dash. He's got a Jeep. I think it's a Wrangler. And, you know, you get up underneath the dash pretty easy on those things. And I put a piezo buzzer on a remote control underneath the dash. And I got it filmed, too. 20 minutes of it. You should have seen it. Oh, my word. Well, Dave, listen, I've enjoyed the Q Soap, but I'm at my destination. So let me get on, and I enjoyed it. Merry Christmas to you, bud, and please be safe. KL4NUE. I'll be clear.
I enjoyed it, too. I'm almost at the sports club here, turning on the Congaree. You have a good one, and Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again. And enjoy this beautiful day. 73 is KB4 CBA.